Hi everyone, I am Eng Dong Jia. I am Microsoft MVP in Visual Studio and Development Technology. Today, we're going to talk about Learn C# Programming. Today's agenda is cover program structure and basic syntax. Let's start about program structure. Before we study basic building blocks of the C# programming language, let us look at a bare minimum C# program structure so that we can take it as reference in upcoming chapters. Create a Hello World program. A C# program consists of the following part: namespace declaration, a class method, class attribute, a main method, statement and expression, and command. Let us look at a simple code that prints the hello world. When this code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result: hello world. Let us look at the various parts of the given program. The first line of the program using system, the using keyword, is used to include the system namespace in the program. A program generally has multiple using statements. The next line has the namespace declaration. A namespace is a collection of classes. The Hello World application namespace contains the class Hello World. The next line has a class declaration. The class Hello World contains the data and methods definition that your program uses. Classes generally contains multiple methods. Methods define the behavior of the class. However, the Hello World class has only one method main. The next line define the main method, which is the entry point for all C# program. The main method state what the class does when executed. The next line /*/ is ignored by the compiler and it is put to add command in the program. The main method specifies its behavior with the statement console.WriteLine Hello World. WriteLine is a method of the console class defined in the system namespace. This statement causes the message Hello World to be displayed on the screen. Last line, console.readKey, is for the VisualStudio.NET user. This makes the program wait for a key press, and it prevents the screen from running and closing greatly when the program is launched from VisualStudio.NET. It is worth to know the following point. C# is case sensitive. All statements and expressions must be ended with a semicolon. The program execution starts at the main method, unlike Java. Program file name could be different from the class name. Let's go into do a demo. Let us look at a simple code that prints the word Hello World. When this code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result: Hello World. Next, we are going to talk about basic syntax. C# is an object-oriented programming language. In C#, object-oriented programming methodology, a program consists of various objects that interact with each other by means of action. The action that an object may take are call methods. Objects of the same kind are said to have the same type, or are said to be in the same class. For example, let us consider a rectangle object. It has attributes such as length and width depending upon the design. It may need ways for accepting the value of this attribute, calculating the area, and display details. Let us look at implementation of rectangle and discuss C# program basic syntax. When the code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result. Length 4.5, width 3.5, area 15.75. Using system. The using keyword, the first statement in any C# program is using system. The using keyword is used for including the namespace in the program. A program can include multiple using statements. The class keyword. The class keyword is used for declaring a class. Member variables. Variables are attributes or data members of a class used for storing data. In the preceding program, the rectangle class has two member variables named length and width. Member function. Function are set of statements that perform a specific task. The member function of a class are declared within the class. Our sample class rectangle contains three member functions: accept details, get area, and display. Instantiating a class. In the preceding program, the class execute rectangle contains the main method and instantiate the rectangle class. Identifier. An identifier is a name used to identify a class, variable, function, or any other user-defined item. The basic rules for naming classes in C# are as follows. A name must begin with a letter that could be followed by a sequence of letters, digits 0 to 9, or underscore. The first character in an identifier cannot be a digit. And it must not contain any embedded space or symbol such as question mark, plus, align, hashtag, percentage, and so on. However, an underscore can be used. It should not be a C# keyword. C# keyword are reserved word predefined to the C# compiler. These keywords cannot be used as identifier. However, if you want to use this keyword as identifier, you may prefix the keyword with the alias character. In C#, some identifiers have special meaning in context of code, such as get and set are called contextual keyword. The following table lists the reserved keyword and contextual keyword in C#. Let's go into do a demo. Let us look at implementation of a rectangle class and discuss C# basic syntax. And let us run a program. When the above code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result: length equal to 4.5, width 3.5, area 15.75. That's all for my presentation. Thank you.